cracking down on troublesome neighbours and people who behave yobbishly in our streets now seems to be at the heart of government policy. On-the-spot fines, even removing people's benefit for a time if they're convicted of antisocial behaviour, will soon be law. Is it high time people who are intimidated in their neighbourhoods had some weapons to fight back with? Or is the government forgetting to heal the reasons for such behaviour in the first place? Growing inequalities, loss of a sense of community, etc. Does it make sense in any case to make poor people poorer? Or is zero tolerance more use than long-term solutions which in any case have been tried and have failed? But let's go to our callers first. Maureen is a student calling from Daventry. Maureen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, what's your view or your experience on
My view is that I don't think it's necessarily poor people and people who are on benefits who are necessarily causing these problems. But also, it really doesn't matter if you're going to impose these fines unless the police do something about it.
You have experience of where the police haven't, but that's presumably what's triggered your call.
I do. Both my parents live in Sheffield. Both of them have had incidents happening to them and to their houses, where when they've called the police have just said, I'm sorry, we don't have the time, we've been given the priorities by the Home Secretary and we can't come.
So presumably you would suggest that new laws won't make any difference if old laws aren't enforced.
Absolutely.
What would you do?
Well, I'd like to see the local community policeman being told that when people call, they need to do something about it. There's no point in the community policeman, as in my mother's case, being sent off to a council estate 3 miles away when things are happening outside my mother's house and nobody turns up.
Maureen, thank you very much indeed. Patricia Davidge is calling from Worcester with something which has happened even more recently, I think. Patricia, good afternoon.
Hello.
Yeah.
In this area, we're close to University College and we suffer a lot of vandalism from students coming home drunk from the town. And just recently, yet again, I've had a wing mirror broken on my car. They broke all the windows in the cars in another road the other night.
Can I just ask you, Patricia, has there been any attempt by the community as a whole?
Well, we've tried. It's difficult to know what we can do. We used to ring up the college, but all we ever got was that it was high spirits, and you have to expect it from students.
Anne Power, who's Professor of Social Policy at the London School of Economics. There are laws, and those laws aren't enforced, in which case, do more laws really make any difference?
I think there are two things. First of all, we need a much stronger street presence, both by the police and by backup authorities like neighbourhood wardens, neighbourhood managers, and actually residents themselves.